content discussed on this show is not necessarily the opinion of the cast of Spiritually Raw, and topics quite often are for mature audiences only. So, if you happen to have your 13-year-old listening in...
Hello, everyone. Thank you very much. This is Jay and April Matta here, and welcome to Spiritually Raw Uncensored, the next level of Spiritually Raw. And warning, this content may be earth-shattering and flat-out unimaginable for you first-timers. And you know what? Thank you for joining us here on this Great Awakening Movement. It's going to be a fun ride for a while to come, and we want to thank you for your continued support to wake up as many people all around the world and help them on their path to spiritual freedom and global peace. Did I do that all right?
You actually did that well, Jay.
Did I really?
You did.
Took me like nine times.
You didn't even fumble on that one.
Yeah, like nine times it took me to figure that one out. It's all good. But hey, yeah, it's all good. Okay, so hey, who's up here today?
Oh my God, today's going to be the absolute most fun show. Welcome everybody to episode number 340, Nisara and Jasara. Now, okay, you might be saying, you guys just talked about that, but no. You have no idea where we're going today. Nisara and Jasara, the incoming financial reset and jubilee featuring... Santa Surfing. She is a reporter for Beach Broadcast and an entrepreneur. Santa Surfing is a leading authority on Nisara. She's a highly sought after social media personality and reporter for Beach Broadcast, which is a 501c3 organization broadcasting breaking patriotic information and news. Now listen, people, you need to support Santa Surfing by purchasing these totally beautiful Trump cards. You have to get them. I just got one. You're going to love them. You can connect with her at beachbroadcast.com, Facebook at Beach Broadcast, and Twitter at Santa Surfing, and YouTube at Santa Surfing Beach Broadcasting.
Right on.
But
there's more?
There is, because we have a special guest today.
We do.
Yes. Lee Freeman, a.k.a. Pimpy. Now, he has... first-hand experience with Nisara. Wait till you hear his story. It is extraordinary. He is the founder of Pimpy's Investment Chat, Facts versus Rumor. Pimpy holds 5 degrees and a master's with a background in analytics. You're going to hear his personal testimony of his removal and experience with Jasara and Nisara over $150,000 he has removed off of his credit, and he's going to tell his whole story, and you can follow him at Pimpy's Investment Chat on YouTube and Facebook.
Right on. All right.
Thank you for having me.
So we have Santa in the house?
Santa and Pimpy. How many people can say they have Santa and Pimpy in the house?
Well, let's bring Santa on. Hi, Santa.
It is an honor.
Likewise, thank you so much for the inviting us. Thank
you. You're quite welcome. April, that was a hell of an intro.
Yeah, well, they're worth it, Jay.
Yeah, obviously so. So it sounds like it's good. So listen, Santa and Pimpy. So how many people can say in today that they have a show with Santa and Pimpy in the house?
Not one that I know.
Nope. We can't.
No, not that I know.
So Santa, I want to start with you if I can. Let's just dive right in. And so can you help the world to understand what is Nisara Jasara, and namely me, really help us wrap our head around that, if you can give us some of the law outlines.
Of course, yeah. Nisara and Jasara. So I'm just going to kind of share what the acronym is for. It's National Economic Security and Reformation Act. Jasara is Global Economic Security and Reformation Act. It's a law that's been signed into law since the year 2000, and it has been stifled. And mainly why it's been stifled is because we've always had a corrupt government and corrupt former presidents. They never, ever wanted to see prosperity for America and the American people. So in sum, it's a law that's been stifled, and it can change literally your life. And Pimpy is definitely going to be able to share a lot on that. But it has like different categories. It's financial. Do you want me to go through some of the categories of what it covers?
Definitely. Consider this like Nisara for beginners or Nisara for dummies, because there are so many, and I don't mean to be, I don't mean that in a disrespectful way, everybody, but I mean, no. Most people, the majority of people are like, I've never even heard of what you're talking about. And this is like such important, this is like a revolutionary and an amazing transformation that we're really going through right now.
Yeah, bunches of cool stuff.
Bunches,
right?
And bunches.
Is that what you're trying to say?
There's a lady who's a friend of mine. She's a Twitter friend of mine, and she had told me that her mortgage got wiped away last year. And I thought, what in the world? Are you kidding me? And she showed me proof. And
wow.
I thought, oh my gosh, her name is Diane. Yeah, $275,000 gone. So what is it, Nassara? Nassara and Nassara, it was started by farmers, kind of giving a quick rundown, started by farmers that had their properties foreclosed. They fought hard for many years. They finally got attorneys that looked into the Constitution and looked at the 14th Amendment, Section 14, and it talks about anything that has to do with fraud, that the debts that anybody has based anything that was perpetrated by fraud, those debts are going to get wiped away. So now we fast forward. They went ahead and had Nassara signed into law by Bill Clinton, who really didn't want to have it signed. And well, truth be told, he was actually told to sign up at gunpoint by the military. The military wanted Nassara into action. So this is what Nassara is all about. It started with the farmers. That's why President Trump keeps mentioning farmers. Farmers, farmers, farmers.
Yes.
And all,
yes.
It's
okay.
Because he is giving us hints about the farmers that are doing this. So it forgives credit card, mortgage, auto loans, any kind of debt. And it has to do with not like a debt that you have with your friend, but, you know, like a credit card, mortgage, student loans, any kind due to illegal banking and government activities, illegal government activities. It abolishes income tax, which President Trump's already talked about wanting to do that. Abolishes the IRS. President Trump's talked about doing that. Establishes new presidential and congressional elections within 120 days after Nassara's announcement. So, again, that was supposed to be, I'll get into the Bill Clinton in 2001 or what happened then. But so that's kind of invented her. It creates a new treasury, U.S. currency. This is where Pimpy's investment really comes into play, because creates new U.S. treasury currency, rainbow currency backed by gold, which is awesome. It returns constitutional law to our courts and legal matters. We're not dealing with a injustice. We're not dealing with frivolous lawsuits that we have to fight. People that got foreclosed on, a lot of it was because of fraud. So initiates new treasury bank system in alignment with constitutional law. Everything goes back to constitution and constitutional law. Eliminates the Federal Reserve. Q Post 3904 already talks about that, that the death of the Federal Reserve is imminent. Restores financial privacy. There is a law on that, that it's been completely ignored. So all of our information gets out there. Retrains new judges or all judges and attorneys into constitutional law. That's why Trump has appointed so many different judges.
Sees, thank God.
Yes.
And I heard today it's like almost 250 now.
Yes.
He's nominated. Yes. Sees as all aggressive U.S. government military action force wise. Yay!
Well, more exciting, I think, is also the fact that there's about 6,000 patents that have been suppressed as has technology, in which we have an opportunity to get, you know, free energy, anti-gravity, sonic killing machines, stuff like that. That's the other exciting part of all this. There's actually cures that have been suppressed from the public, and we don't have to be sick, and it's been held from us, unfortunately.
Let me ask a question,
you know,
here. And I want to jump in and ask a question, if I can, Santa, real quick. So both of you, I can just feel the energy, right, coming through the airwaves on this one. So I want to ask you each one, Santa, what has prompted you to be like, okay, I just got to get this word out. I mean, what's going on there for you, or what happened there, and why are you taking this, such a charge on this?
Okay, so I've been collecting Nassara data since last July when Diane shared all this with me. I actually, truth be told, and I haven't even told my audience this, but I went to the ER and I phased in and out because they just pumped a bunch of drugs in me. And all I heard is could be fatal. We have morphine. They pumped me with morphine because I was in a lot of pain. Mm. And then the three things I thought of is nobody's going to know about Nassara. And oh my gosh, I'm not even going to live to see this through. And the other two things were more legal matters. And then I was thinking, oh my gosh. So when I had to go through my recovery, I literally got stuck listening to the Democrats talking on their campaign. And I was getting sick to my stomach, but I couldn't reach the remote. And I was sitting there listening
torture.
To all this. We're going to, it was total torture.
That is torture.
I mean, oh my gosh.
More morphine.
Oh my gosh,
I was so no, you know what's bad is this. I actually was a Democratic strategist for a couple of years. I'm ashamed to say that, but it's true. I worked for Harry Reid. Oh, my God.
Oh, my yes. God. Oh, yeah. My God. Okay, so you know. Yeah, so I couldn't reach the remote, so I had to listen to, like, 2 hours of their campaign. I mean, I was, like, dying. I couldn't reach my meds. I couldn't reach my remote. And
I can just picture you struggling for that remote, you know?
I was, you know, and I was pulling the blankets at the end, and then it fell on the floor, and I thought, okay, you know what, screw it. I'm just going to go ahead and have to listen to this. And then I thought, everything they're offering is Nassara. Everything. And so they were trying to capitalize on all the good that Nassara has to offer, but only if they became president. And so I started throwing my sock at the TV. I was like, oh my gosh, I don't want to hear you anymore.
Oh my God. I love it.
Today, that's why I started to talk about I wanted to get the word out. And truth be told, I thought I was going to die. I really did, because of the doctor's fear.
That's a motivation.
And I finally told my doctor, oh, no kidding. And I thought, you know, okay. I saw my doctor 10 days later. I started with the 10 days of darkness. I go, am I going to live or die? He goes, don't worry. I was in the emergency room when that happened. I told them not to operate you because what they did is misdiagnose you. And I thought,
Oh my gosh.
And then I was crying, and he was crying, and my husband was crying. We're all doing the group hug. I go, so am I going to live? He goes, yes, you're going to live. I said, oh, thank you, God.
Now I understand. Now I clearly understand your motivation.
So Pimpy, I want to ask you the same. I want to ask you the same question. But how do you top that, Pimpy? Really, that was a good one.
I don't know. I'm just gonna sit back on that one. So, okay, so mine was a little bit different. I'm actually interested in a lot of different areas, but I noticed there was a lot of information that I was coming across. They seemed to overlap. You know, it was me dealing with precious metals. We kept hearing something about a global currency reset, because that affects our value in gold and silver, of course. Also, I'm involved with the Vietnam Dong and the Iraqi dinar, as you know, and I kept hearing things about Nassara, Jassara. Also, just from the whole, you know, people call conspiracy side, for us, I call it truth-seeking side. So you hear a lot of these stories, but I thought it was interesting that each one of these areas were different and separate, but a lot of the information about Jassara and Nassara were intersecting. And so I decided I wanted to learn more about that. But when I first heard about it, of course, I think a lot of people might have this impression, and that is, this seems really far-fetched. I just can't picture this happening at first, but as time goes on, I'm starting to realize it seems to already be in motion. We seem to be, it's happening now.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to share your story? Because it does, on the surface, this seems like unbelievable. So can you tell everybody what happened to you, Pimpy?
It's the right time. We got Santa Surfing on here. So April and me were chatting, and she's telling me about your Twitter, but I don't have Twitter. I said I'd seen your videos from time to time on YouTube. But I was, as we were talking, I can pull up your Twitter account, but I don't have one. And I was looking at these stories of people saying that, you know, their mortgages were gone, their student loans were gone. And I thought, oh, that's interesting. And I go, huh. And I just, for some reason, went into my credit report because I wanted to see. And I go, what the heck is this? I go, where is my student loan? It is absolutely gone. Now, I did a video and showed people my credit report so you could see this. Now, as a person that knows a lot about credit reporting, and I'm really picky about my credit score, but this particular, my accounts were charged off. Now, people go, well, if you don't pay it, it gets charged off. I go, no, you don't get it. I have 11, 12 years of perfect payment history. So that's not the type of charge off. It's just gone. So before I could get overly excited about it, you know, the next day I called and I said, can you explain? Do I have this debt? And she said, no, it's been charged off. And I go, what do you mean by charged off? She goes, there's nothing. It's zero. You don't owe anything. I go, where did it go to? She goes, it's just gone. I go, oh my goodness. And so I'm not mad that the negative mark, or it might be a possible negative mark, versus paying, I know it sounds terrible, versus paying $155,000 in student loans. I'll take the two negative marks. But I mean, I show people on my credit report. Now you might like this. Today, when I was in my group, a lady posted that her daughter's student loans are now gone.
Wow.
So she showed the credit report as well. So I had 25 accounts, you know what I mean? And they were all charged off.
Santa, when you hear that, you know, just what Pimpy's saying right there, is that how it's going to look like? Is it going to be, okay, well, like, I'm going to get the credit?
Like Christmas is early?
Well, Christmas is early, but I'll get some marks as like a little balance there. Or there's, you know, like, for example, like Pimpy saying, okay, well, I got it charged off, but not like charged off in the way you think it was. It's just shows a red mark on his credit. Is that what it's going to look like for people that are going to get that? They're going to get it off, but it's still going to show like a mark like it was charged off?
No, actually, I'm hearing completely the opposite. So it may be discharged, and maybe we might have a hiccup in our credit reports. I haven't had anything. So, you know, I'm thinking, okay, S for surfing is, you know, kind of down in the alphabet book here. But I'm thinking, okay, I haven't had any kind of debt forgiveness as of yet. But from what I'm hearing, it's supposed to be a clean slate all across the board.
And where does it start? So, okay, so... So, for example,
well, no, I want to correct some, Jake.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
even
please.
Though it shows red mark, it's just checked off, but my actual account is green. So although it says charged off, I don't know, to be quite honest, if it's going to reflect. I'm just saying, if it does, I don't have a problem with it because I know how to fix it. But it shows all of them are green except for those two accounts right there. So I don't know how it's going to reflect on my credit score. I'll find out here in a little while. But also, my wife, she had hers is gone as well. So it's not just mine. It's my wife's as well.
Is there any...
Amazing.
It's absolutely incredible. Is there any connection of, is it your age? Do they go by your name? Do they go by how many accounts you have? Is there any rhyme or reason to who is getting picked?
No. There's none.
People ask me that. They go, well, did you go to a website? I go, I wish I had information to share with you guys, but I don't. There was nothing I did. I didn't do anything. I would never have known had April not brought up Santa Surfing. And as I'm just chatting with her and going through Santa stuff and going, I wonder. I would have never looked.
That's so cute. Yeah. Hold that thought, everybody. We got to take a quick break, and we'll be back more with Santa and Pimpy when we return. Okay, hang tight.
Get worldwide exposure. Be heard live on hundreds of the world's largest live broadcast stations. Spiritually Raw, the ass-whipping truth wants you. We expose and explore controversial truths, myths, theories, and dogmas surrounding the spirit world, and no topic is taboo. Do you have an amazing or unusual personal story? Are you an author, expert, or authority in ancient mysteries, conspiracy theories, UFOs, aliens, world religions, or anything revolving around the spirit world? If so, then Spiritually Raw wants you. Be a featured guest, highlight your products and services, and showcase your personality. We book up really fast, so go to spirituallyraw.com and submit your request today.
Why was it prevented?
All right, everybody, and welcome back to Spiritually Raw. Thank you very, very much. Yes, yes, yes. So we are here with Santa and Pimpy. So
Santa Surfing.
Santa
Day.
Surfing. God forgive me. So anyway, so how do you when you go through this and. This whole concept of what's happening here and then what you and Pimpy were talking about here, there's no rhyme or reason. So is it going to be like just one day people are going to wake up and, okay, like you mentioned, your friend, the mortgage is gone, or, you know, the college debt's gone. There's no alphabetical order or anything like that that you know of?
No.
Just
not
is.
That I know of.
So then
I haven't figured out any patterns myself. Nothing like that. I don't know why some people have experienced it and other ones haven't. Not yet. So I try to find out. I'm like, well, you know, did you have on-time payments? I mean, I ask all the same common questions, but there is no pattern so far that I've seen.
Is there something along the lines, let's say, for example, so they start wiping out all this debt, then what happens? So when you hit the reset button, if you would, because all the debt's cleared up, then what, Santa, if you can help me understand this, what becomes a new purchasing power? Like how do they go back out and get something again?
How do you mortgage a house again?
Yeah, where do they go from there once everything's flattened or the curve's flattened, whatever you want to call it?
That is the million-dollar question. I think Kinsey might be a little bit more insightful with something like that. I have some ideas, but I don't want to share it until I get something more concrete. I need to verify two, three, or four times before I actually start sharing stuff.
Yeah, no worries.
I, So maybe
you can imagine if people are all starting off with a clean slate, you know what I mean? And hopefully they'll make better for those that did not make smart judgments. The next time around, they'll be able to make more educated guesses. But, you know, we're going to be having a lot more money definitely in our pocket because it creates, I believe it's a 14 or 17% flat rate. Is that what it is for non-essential items? So essential items are no taxes. So food, medicine, stuff like that, there's nothing to be taxed. You know, old homes and stuff like that. But, you know, essential items, it'd be definitely different.
I want to go back to one thing. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, no, real quick. I think the President Trump is using the DPA because the DPA, it's Nasara on steroids, I call it. I think he's going to pull out, and this is just a nickname, but I think he's going to pull out a version of it called Trump Sara. I think he knows that real estate prices are going to start escalating. Yeah, I think it's going to start escalating, and he's going to control that and make it a level playing field. Everybody's going to win a lottery ticket. Wow. Everyone's got a different value of that winning.
Question for you, because there's something that I hear people talk about, but I don't understand the connection. And it has to do with the 120 days after the Nasara announcement. How is that connected to something with Trump or the next president?
Yeah, okay. So I have to be careful because Q kind of slapped my hand about sharing dates. So no. And he slapped a number of Patriots' hands because we were sharing dates.
Okay.
But if you take 120 days and backtrack, it comes right around Independence Day of the announcement. So he can announce it anywhere from that date, which is really close to Independence Day, up through the 2nd of November of this year. And he can announce Nasara in that time, and it has to be rolled out. So once he announces it, then it rolls out.
So
he's got 120 days.
We know how he feels about the 4th of July.
That's true. So is it once he makes the quote announcement, then it's 120 days for it to roll out?
Well, pieces of it, from what I've read, is that pieces of it will start to roll out. That's when President Trump is going to make the official announcement. Like other countries have already made official announcements, like in Europe or in the UK. They've officially announced debt relief or stimulus monies for individuals. You've got in Australia, you've got quite a few different countries that have already rolled it out. IMF even reported something about 29 of the impoverished countries. This is actually rolled out as of yesterday. They're going to start giving them debt relief up through 2021. They're kind of being a little vague about it. So once that officially is announced and rolled out, then things are going to start happening. President Trump hasn't done that yet. Pippi and your wife got really, really a gift. Yes, and all the other people that have their isolated incidents of debt forgiveness. Yeah, those are really gifts. And I think it's just maybe so that it's a little bit of a, this is what you can expect. But like your debt student loans, I was thrilled to see that, Pippi. I posted that on Twitter, by the way. I took that clip and I posted it.
No, the crazy thing is like I still every now and then I go back because it's hard to grasp that just disappeared. And people go, well, it's going to a collection. I go, no, it comes from the Department of Education. It's a guaranteed student loan. They are the collection agencies. So, you know, don't get me wrong. I go back there. Even though the lady told me, I keep going back expecting things to change, but it hasn't. It's still zero now.
I imagine
Don't do that, man. That's going to put out like that energy that you want it back. You know, just leave it alone, right?
No, I know. And that's funny because I actually said that. I go, you know what? I don't want to jinx myself.
No, don't do that, brother Tabor, man. Just forget about it.
Keep putting that energy into it. Yeah. I absolutely believe in that. Yeah.
It'll reappear. You should just be like, you know, having much like a skip in your step now. I know if I had $150,000 taken off my debt, I'd be probably floating.
Or go back in there and be like, I wonder what's going to be taken off today.
Right.
You know what I mean? And look at it from there and just look at everything. Something's going to be off there. You know what I mean? So, hey, yeah, you know, bless you. Bless you on that one. So, Santa, can you tell me how is this going to affect the Federal Reserve?
The Federal Reserve is dying right now. The Federal Reserve, so that's a great question. Right now, at President Trump, well, let's just say Q. Do you follow Q, yes?
Oh, yeah.
Q3904. Okay, perfect. Q3904 reposted a tweet of somebody who said the death of the Federal Reserve. So think about this. Federal Reserve, the staff has been gone for 4 weeks since President Trump declared national emergency.
Right.
So he's actually taking a lot of, he's taken a lot of steps for the Federal Reserve. Now, I want to know, bear in mind, now see how Trump works. He's brilliant. What did everyone just get this week? Most people got. They got what a Trump signed check. They're called Trump checks. What do you, so did Trump just check in his game of chess?
The stimulus check you're talking about, right?
Yeah.
So that's the Federal Reserve. And then he's bringing in the treasurer. You don't see the chairman of the Fed sitting up there standing on the podium. You see Steve Mnuchin up there. Love him. So essentially, President Trump does run. He is the Federal Reserve. He is the Treasury. Actually, they're restructuring. I've heard it restructured. I heard it's merging. But the old Federal Reserve regime is gone. It's going or it's gone. I don't know what you're hearing.
Yeah, they're supposed to eliminate the Federal Reserve, and what did they do for 1 year? It operates side by side by the U.S. with U.S. Treasury, just for the purpose of removal of all the Federal Reserve notes from the money supplies, what the purpose of it is.
Now,
Now
Santa, go ahead. I'm sorry.
There was an article that was actually written, and I have it on one of my articles. It's actually about how they're using the COVID crisis, because COVID is transferred through, you know, perspiration or whatever. They want you to turn in all your notes and get new notes. So you get turn in your dollar bills, and they'll give you the equivalent amount in dollar bills back. And I believe that's where the reset has begun. So kind of, and then the banks were all like, everybody was throttled trying to get into their bank account yesterday.
Now that's interesting, because I didn't hear that. Did you? That just came out yesterday.
What's that
about? Changing the notes in.
So they're going to change. So the U.S. dollar notes we're talking about, right? So if
that's interesting,
is that right?
Yeah, but we're supposed to switch into a new type of currency. I mean, they're calling it the rainbow currency, but the rainbow comes from precious metals, which is gold, silver, platinum. That's where they're getting the term rainbow currency from.
Now, is this going to be like the equivalent of like what the, for a certain demographic or certain geographic area, is it going to be like the equivalent of like a euro or something, like a certain group of people use this currency, like United States and maybe something else in another country, or is it United States specific?
I think it's just that would be under Nassara or Trumpsara, which it would be just be, from what I'm reading and hearing, it's all United States currency. Now, there's so many things I would love to share, but I have to be careful because I kind of.
Well, I can just tell you this: there are other countries that have been wanting to move back to the gold standard. I know Russia, China, Japan were all making that move because they wanted to get away from the U.S. reserve dollar. They didn't like the petrodollar. They didn't like the fact that trades are made in U.S. dollars. So this was supposed to be their way to get even with this. So since countries, if you go look up the Silk Road, look how much those BRICS, which is BRICS is, of course, Brazil, Russia, India, China, those BRICS countries, they have been buying up a storm of gold, and that is because their goal is to move back into the gold standard. So if it only takes like one or two of these countries to do that, and it'll force everybody to go in that direction.
Who do you think will go first?
I think
the United States.
And when do you think that this will occur?
I think if it's going to happen, it's definitely going to happen during Trump's second term.
Yeah, I think if he announces it, I think a lot of it will start rolling out after the election.
Ah.
Yeah, I think there's still too many, people want to call them deep state, new world order, call them whatever you want to call them. But we have, I don't think, we used to talk about these all the time, but never in my lifetime has it been more obvious since Trump's been in office that these people actually exist. And I think what we're going to see is probably one of the biggest one-sided butt whippings we've ever seen in election history, but not just Trump to win in the landslide, but I'm talking about also the control of the Senate as well as Congress by the Republicans, and then you're going to see people get moved into action. So it's not going to be like they were before. You get one or two rhinos that will prevent things from happening. I think it's going to be so one-sided that, we're going to be able to secure our laws, do whatever needs to be done. And it's going to be done under Trump. And once it happens, Trump's going to make sure that it can't be undone. That's the great thing about who I love Trump, to be honest with you.
You can
so
you
do
can never
we.
Tell. You could never tell at all. No, never.
We're not Trump
never,
fans.
I would never
at all.
Get. You know, I would never get that from you.
Santa, have you? Santa, have you seen the video of the people all around the world doing that? Where we go?
I love that. I saw that this morning.
Yes.
That I can't tell people that. Like, it literally brings tears to my eyes.
Yes, it does.
I was chatting with a friend of mine. We chat. He's one's in Britain, the other one's in Germany. I have another one in Australia, and we were chatting. And this is when I realized how big Trump was. This is like a year into his thing, and people were just unloading on him. And my friend said, "Yeah, well, you know, as soon as Trump's done freeing America, then hopefully he'll come and free the rest of us." And I said, "Wait, what are you talking about?" He goes, "Yeah, we talk about that over here." And my friend said, "We do it here too." And the other one said, "Yeah, we all think that." And I go, "Wait, let me get this straight. You think our President Trump is going to do what? Free us and then free you guys?" My friend said, "Yes. If he frees America, dude, that frees everybody." And it's so weird because it never dawned on me. And it was really emotional to think about, like, wow, Trump's role in our lives right now is big.
Do you think there's more to that, even if you don't mind me asking real quick? Do you think there's more to Trump's presidency than just Trump the president? Is there divine intervention there? That's what I'm asking.
You know what I like to tell liberals, because it really makes their head blow up? I say, well, what do you expect? His mother's name is Mary and his father's name is Christ. The truth. Did you know that? His mother's name is Mary and his father's middle name is Christ.
No, I didn't know that until you told me that the other day. And I was like, wow. That's a little crazy.
So there's going to be, it is crazy. So kind of tying all of that, Pimpy, that was awesome. Because tying all of that in, there's going to be a different type. This is not a 4-year election that's coming up in November. It's a different kind of election. And not only that, just to put everything in sum, Corona in Italian means crown.
You're absolutely right. It does.
Because our producer's,
from Italian, and I saw his ears perk right up. And he's nodding his head. Yes. All right.
Yeah. So we don't know how that's going to. We've never lived in one. So we don't know what a republic government is. We don't know what a constitutional government is like. At least not in my lifetime.
Are you saying
that's sad to hear. You know what I mean? Because we always assumed we were. But as you get older, you start to realize we have not been. So, yeah, that's exciting. It's exciting to know that this is coming, because we've been living under an illusion for a long time. And so to have it reestablished is going to be, wow.
So are you saying mind-blowing that we don't really know what's coming with the next election? Are you meaning that Trump could be longer than 4 years?
Yes.
Wow. That,
so Santa, like, so he
well,
said
you heard it, him saying that one speech, which kind of blew my mind. He said, "It's been an honor to be your president." I was like, "Why are you saying it like that? It sounds like he doesn't anticipate being longer, or, you know, maybe I'm just looking more into it." But those words really rung hard in my head, and I was like, "Where are you going with that, Trump?"
Do you think it's more of a kingdom kind of thing, like he's going towards, or you know what I mean,
like
a Monaco kind of thing, where, you know.
Nobody's an expert on Jassara and Nassara, because it's never rolled out. But this is what when he said that, Pimpy, I believe he was saying that about the United States of America, a corporation.
States of the Republic. No, yeah, it's weird because a lot of people don't realize that the United States, all of its states, all of its cities, all of its traditional courts, all of them have been incorporated. A lot of people are not aware of that.
Yes. So I believe a lot of people are saying, "Oh my gosh, is he stepping down?" No, it's almost essentially like what he's doing is he's stepping from a title of United States of America as a corporation into the United States as a republic.
Oh, wow. That is awesome.
So yeah.
Hang tight, everybody. We've got to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after a word here and more with Santa Surfing and Pimpy. So hang tight.
Russ Ford captivates his readers by revealing possibilities they may have not before considered.
With a wide range of characters and varying perspectives, he pushes you to question. He fuels your curiosity, encourages you to look at the world in a new light, or perhaps a light that was before set too dim. Allow yourself to turn on a brighter light and truly see what has always been right in front of you. Get your copies of Re-Ring and D-Pop at Amazon.com. And for more information about Russ and his books, go to www.d-pop.com. That's D-E-pop.com. And don't forget to vote for your favorite actor or actress that would best play a role with Russ's characters in the book. Go to www.d-pop.com.
The year is 2021, and the world finds itself under the direct control of an unquantifiable, unidentifiable, stealthy satanic conspiracy, whose goal is nothing short of snatching the souls of everyone. Get your copy of Terry L. Cook's riveting new sci-fi novel, The Duke of Hell, The World's Final Dictator, and get lost in a tale of planned calamities engineered by a secretive cabal intent on preparing the world for the arrival of its demonic alien master. While the hellish chaos begins to extend globally, only a very few are aware that Earth has entered its final hour. The Duke of Hell, The World's Final Dictator, grabs hold of your conscience and doesn't let up until the very last page has been read. And even then, it leaves you wanting more. The Duke of Hell, The World's Final Dictator is available now in either paperback or Kindle formats from DukeOfHell.com. Buy it now at DukeOfHell.com. That's DukeOfHell.com. Get your copy today at DukeOfHell.com.
Hello, everybody. Thank you very, very much. And wow, this is pretty cool today here. We have Santa Surfing and Pimpy with us. They're giving us insight about Nisara and Jassara. So, Santa, can you take me through the next, let's say, the end of the year? What do you see happening, let's say, by this? Let's even go out a year. Let's say this time next year, what do you see? What do you see life looks like for us?
I think it's going to be a different world next year. I really do. I think we're going to live in complete peace. I mean, he's right now targeting Congress, and he's targeting the media. The media is going to keep them around until election. But the Congress right now is his next target. Once he gets that, because he did say he was going to use his constitutional authority if he needs to make certain appointments. But what will happen after that? A Q post did mention that 70% of Congress will be gone because of their crimes. So I think we're going to be in a completely different world come next year at this time. And I think that many of us will be saying, oh, I want my money now. I want my prosperity. I don't know what it is. I've just shared what I read. It could be $1,000 a month. It could be $100,000 a month for 11 years. I don't know. I think what it is I'm looking forward to is more the peace, the prosperity, the justice, and having a constitutional president and Congress. That's going to change the world.
Let's try to go with $100,000 a year for 11 months. Let's go. Let's vote. I vote on that one.
I vote on that one.
What about you? You vote on that one?
Everybody else seems to vote on that one. We move forward and gold standards in. What is that going to do to the price of precious metals? Where do you think that's going to take it?
Okay, so if we move into the gold standard, how they determine the value of gold is they take all the debt from around the world, and then they will divide it by the amount of gold that has been mined. And that's how they determine what the value of the gold is going to be per ounce. And there's usually some kind of agreement amongst people, amongst the nations on what this said amount is going to be, and everybody kind of holds to it. So here's the thing. If you go to our national debt clock, you can just Google that, national debt clock. And if you go down towards the right corner, you're going to see where they have a ratio that kind of tells you where the gold and silver values are just for our nation's debt. But I can tell you right now that debt is not accurate. It's probably somewhere between 4 or 5 times the more than what we're seeing there. So that's why I anticipate it being like 4 or 5 times higher than what the ratio is showing, which is unique because before they would just have whatever the spot value of gold and silver was, but it changed about a couple years ago and they started showing the ratio.
Where do you think it'll take the price of silver and gold,
say, indicator to me that something was coming up.
Wow.
And
where do you think it'll take the price of silver and gold, let's say, a year from now?
You know, and some people might think it's ridiculous, but Whoa. It's not. It's more realistic than people know. I could see gold per ounce going somewhere between $10,000 and $15,000 an ounce, Whoa. And silver around about between $1,000 and $2,000. More realistic, actually, it's higher than that. It's like $2,000 or $5,000. But I told everybody $2,000 is a really nice conservative number. But if you think about if you're going to invest into gold or silver and you're trying to figure out which one you want, well, that means that you're looking at gold would increase in value about 7.5%. But that means silver will increase over 100% or 100 times its value. I'm sorry, 100 times your investment. That's why I keep pushing everybody to silver. It has the second most commercial uses next to only oil. So, you know, it's definitely a lot more valuable. So,
well, and hold that thought because you know what? You might even like this one. Because I want to ask you if you like that.
This is great information.
You may really
Thanks,
like this.
Cindy.
So, how then? Okay, so now we've got the gold standard. We can see gold and silver skyrocketing. You're really an expert in the area of devalued currencies. How do you see the Iraqi dinar and, let's say, the Vietnam dong tying into this? Do they even tie in to this?
You know, at first I wasn't sure, but to be quite honest with you, I've been questioning about the amount of Iraqi dinar that has been issued by the CBI. It's just mind-blowing why they need to issue out 55 trillion dinars. And considering that, you know, less than 5% of it is in country and less than 9% of the Iraqi people actually have bank accounts. So I'm thinking to myself, what are you doing with that money? In talking with a couple of people that are familiar with this area, they're saying, you know, it's hard to tell, but it makes no sense. I'm right. But I'm starting to think it's going to become a version of a poor man's currency. You know what I mean? A poor man's, not currency, but a poor man's reserve dollar is where I'm going with this. Like this it might be used to help us transfer into whatever's happening as far as a global currency reset is concerned. You know what I mean? How it's tied into the Jazeera and Nasira, I'm still trying to figure that out.
So the dinar right now is, I don't know, what is it, like one hundredth of a penny or something?
One thousandth?
You're better at that. Where do you think then with this reset going on, I know you kind of have a number in your head, but where do you think that the Iraqi dinar or the Vietnam dong will revalue at?
I get asked that question a lot, and as a person that's, you know, a YouTuber, there's a lot of us, we have this rule, and the rule is usually we don't give dates and we don't give rates, you know, because, it, you know, people will hold it against you if it doesn't happen the way you say it does. But I can just tell you this. I read a lot of the CBI minutes, you know, when the IMF was there with the CBI bank, and they were talking, and I know what was talked about was settling on a rate, it's, you know, like a sweet spot. The government themselves wants to be reinstated at the $3.22, which is where it was before it got devalued. But the CBI and IMF are going, that's too high. You won't be able to be competitive as far as trades are concerned. They're thinking somewhere around $1.13. I think it's now $1.34 was the last thing I saw, and that was of August of 2019. I seen that in a report. So, you know, I think that's more realistic than a higher side, but you will get people who've been doing this for a long time. They will attack you if you don't agree with the higher side.
Oh, man.
But, you know, I say on the conservative side, the $1.34 sounds more realistic.
Right,
now,
right.
That doesn't mean that's where it is. That's just my opinion. You know, it's just an opinion based on I'm just taking an educational guess.
No worries. Okay, listen, everybody, we are coming down to the home stretch of the show, and I want to thank both of our guests, Santa Surfing and Pimpy, for being on today. That's good stuff there. Santa Surfing, before you love and leave us, can you please tell everybody where they can get a hold of you, how they can support you, and check out what you got going on?
Yes, you can find me at beachbroadcast.com, or you can find me on Twitter at Santa Surfing, or on Facebook. I don't know how much longer I'll be there, but because I might get the boot, but it's at Facebook /Beats Broadcast.
All right, right on. And if they give you the boot, you know, just let them know that Spiritually Raw said that bad, bad, shame, 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 and you just come back here, all right? No worries. We got you. We got you back on that one. Pimpy, brother, how can they get a hold of you and support you, man?
Yeah, I mean, it's real easy. My YouTube channel is Pimpy's Investment Chat, and my Facebook group has the same name. And then if you watch my videos on YouTube, I will leave a link so people can follow it to my Facebook group. Everything I say is free 99, which is FREE.99. It's free 99 to come join us. I believe that's the kind of information that should be shared, and that's what I do.
All right, man, right on. There you go.
Thank you.
Speaking of sharing, too, this is Spiritually Raw, and we hope you enjoyed today's episode with us. And if you'd like to hear and more of this, see more of this, hear more of this, whatever, but just check out more of this, you can check it out on our Patreon channel at patreon.com/spirituallyraw. I'd like to thank both of our guests, again, Santa Surfing and Pimpy, for being on. Thank you both. It was very enlightening, very entertaining. Really enjoyed it with you. Bless you all.
Thank you. Okay?
Yep. May this be the best year of your lives.
Together, we'll turn the universal key to global harmony and create a unified world. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And remember, tune in often. Tell all your friends. And most importantly, may all your dreams come true. Many blessings.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is fun.
Oh, yeah.
Look up and I see stars out tonight. Look up and I feel things just ain't right. Look up and I hear the people cry. I look up and I wonder why. You want to know what is? Do we really exist? Is life but a flame? A star burning out is the same. Look up and I see. Things have changed for me.